Folks, this episode of Tour SA Radio has had a particularly alcoholic bent to it, and for good reason. Regional South Australia makes some wonderful beers and spirits and ciders and wines, of course. And one shining light in all of that is at Renmark. It's the 23rd Street Distillery, and award-winning, and for good reason. To tell us why you should perhaps visit the venue is the venue manager. Jessica joins us on Tour SA Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Great. Congratulations on the name you're making for yourself right throughout South Australia. It's a great product, obviously, and one that has had a, it seems from the outside, a meteoric rise.
It has, yeah. We've only been open a couple of years now, but our gin in particular is making a real name for itself, so it's really exciting.
It is indeed. The gin has taken the world by storm as a product, and yours specifically as a brand. Do you know what attributes to that?
The product really speaks for itself. It's just a really lovely Riverland-inspired gin. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of local mandarins and limes in there, which gives it a really lovely citrus flavour. So it's a really smooth gin. And, yeah, as you said, gin is really popular at the moment. Throughout the world, it's just taking off again, which is really exciting. It's a really exciting spirit as well, because there's so many things that you can do with it.
Very bespoke, if you want it to be. Now, of course, the gin is made at the venue, and that means you can come and see how it's all done.
Yep, so we're a distillery here. Mm-hmm. We don't just make gin, we also do brandy, whiskey, vodka, and of course gin as well. So we do it all here on site. We've got the distillers working out the back. And we're a visitor centre as well. So
yeah, wonderful. Yeah. I've got to say my personal favourite is your Scotch Bourbon Hybrid.
Yeah, it's a good one.
it is delicious.
Yeah.
If people would like to take a couple of hours to have a try of those things, and also to see how it's all done, you're a great venue to do that.
Yeah, perfect. You can come and do a tour. So you go into the still house, you have a look where it all happens. You go into our barrel hall, which is really lovely. It's where we age all our brandy and our whiskey. And then you get a bit of the history of the site as well. We've been around for a really long time. The site's been here since 1914, so we've kept lots of that history while moving into the modern age as well.
Yeah, because even back in the day, it was a bit of a dark art, the making of the alcohols you provide us. Mm-hmm. There is some mystery, some science, but also some very well kept secrets, no doubt. But
there are, yep.
You get to have just a little peek behind the curtain, so to speak, when you go on one of the tours.
Yeah, yep, and it's really great to be able to see where it all happens and to hear the story behind everything. Each of the products has their own little story as well, so it's well worth the trip.
Excellent, and of course people can inquire by looking up 23rd Street Distillery before they make their trip to the Riverland. I notice you made your way closer to the Big Smoke not that long ago with an opening in Adelaide as well.
Yep, so we've just opened a bar on Melbourne Street in Adelaide, so 23rd Street on Melbourne, and that stocks our full range as well. Obviously, you can't do a tour there, but they do have, I've forgotten what it's called now, but those, like the glasses that you put on a virtual tour.
Oh, right, yep.
So you can do that.
The VR glasses, well done.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's amazing. And, and of course, you know, always good to come to the Big Smoke to tell them how it's really done.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Jessica, thank you so much for taking us on our virtual tour of the 23rd Street Distillery this morning. All the best with the tours, and they're a wonderful thing for people to do when they're in the Riverland. We thank you for joining us on Tour SA Radio.
No worries, lovely to talk to you.